Hello, welcome to Pixel Spank After Hours podcast, episode 3. I'm Ben North, your host. We've got
Paddy Graham
and
Danny Spiteri.
And finally,
Chloe.
No second name.
Like all the greats, it's Madonna, Cher, Chloe.
You can work it out. Follow me on Twitter and you'll work it out.
Okay, so this is After Hours. We have a discussion topic each. We'll discuss them. Write in, tell us what you think. Who wants to go first today?
I'll go first.
Oh, not okay. Too slow. Cool. Danny first.
Right, so this is the evening of the Oscars. So I thought...
Oh, and the Razzies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. I thought I would make mine kind of film-based. So who are your, I'll say, top two actors? And I'm going to add another thing. Who are your worst or most hated actors?
Ooh.
Who wants to dive in first?
I don't even have to think. My most hated actor is Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Right. Like
Here's
Damon.
The thing, right? I hate Matt Damon. I'm not sure why. I also hate the film Team America.
I hate the fact that
when I say I hate Matt Damon, everyone always says Matt Damon, like from that film. Because I don't want to be associated with a film I dislike.
Really bugs me.
Yeah, he's a little bit annoying. I think he's too ugly to be a leading man as well.
Whoa.
I thought he was really good in the Bourne trilogy.
Yeah,
he didn't have to smile or anything.
I didn't bother watching him because it had him in it.
I started watching Bourne Identity. At this point, I was fairly certain I didn't like Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. And by the
midpoint,
15th minute of the film, I decided it's Matt Damon I hate. He's ruined.
He was unconscious for the first 10 minutes.
Well, in 5 minutes, he ruined it.
It's a good film, though.
The second one's so much better.
Third one's good.
And the third one's brilliant.
Yeah.
Fourth one, it doesn't have Matt Damon in, so you'll love it.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I don't know if I like Jeremy Renner.
Do you know what I find with Matt Damon? I never like a film because of him. I always like a film despite him.
My one film of that is Eurotrip.
Oh, yeah, he does cameo in that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was a heavy metal.
Yeah, he plays the lead singer of the Scotty Doesn't Know That The Owner Is Me.
So who else is your most hated, Ben?
I don't know. He takes up a lot of hate.
He takes up two spaces.
Yeah, I'd have to really go back through the archives, and I'd be picking on someone unjustly at that point.
All right, then. What about your favourites?
Favourites,
like top two.
Top two
actors or actresses.
Actresses. Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis.
No, my top. I don't know. It's a tricky one. I'd put Will Ferrell quite high on the list.
Oh.
I very rarely dislike him.
Chloe's not a fan.
I'm trying to think of a film I've seen him in recently.
I was trying to think of people I don't like, and I couldn't think of any, but now I've got one.
Wait, hang on. Will Ferrell's the one who everyone thinks is funny, right?
He's not funny.
I always get confused with Colin Farrell, the action one.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, he was in Anchorman.
Quite different Ferrell.
What have you?
I haven't seen the new Anchorman. Was that any good?
I haven't seen it.
Want to see it.
I haven't seen it.
We are so up to date.
Didn't see the first one at the cinema. I'm not going to see the second one.
So, Will Ferrell and...
Come back to me. I've got to think.
Okay. I will go next then. So, I'm going to go good, bad, good, bad.
I like Vin Diesel.
Oh, fuck.
I knew it.
It's all right. You can like the same person.
No.
It's just that he didn't think about it. He really likes Vin Diesel when he thinks about it.
Okay.
You can have him on the... Have three. Have three.
So, my top one is probably Tom Hardy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy is an excellent actor who's only made a couple bad films. What was that?
Like Star Trek Nemesis.
I believe an angel got its wings.
Microwave. Mm. Okay. Did you check that?
Did you know he was in Star Trek Nemesis?
Hey, Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Not until
I was thinking Star Trek Into Darkness. I was like, what?
No, because I watched Nemesis years ago.
He played Benedict Cumberbatch's chin.
I watched Star Trek Nemesis years ago, and then I watched Inception. Brilliant film. Mm. I was just like, who is that guy? He looks so familiar. And I looked on his film profile. I was just like, what?
Chloe.
You just leant into the microphone to slurp that. That was completely
deliberately
unnecessary.
Did that.
Through these headphones, that sounded rank as
fuck. I thought it would. I was worried I wasn't close enough.
Yeah, so Tom Hardy, and my favourite film that he's been in is Bronson. He's mental in that.
It's the Dark Knight.
He's also very good as Bane.
You don't think he's Bane. I can never look at his face and then see him as Bane.
half his face is
covered.
He just took that character in interesting ways.
Of a ghost in that
I don't think he's Bane.
In Dark Knight Rises, I think there's like only like 30 seconds you see him without the mask.
Oh yeah, that scene, isn't it? When you got Fergus. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
he is Tom Hardy, in that scene as well.
Really like. I'll go to a bad one now. Catherine Heigl.
Oh, you hate her,
I really don't like...
Hang on, is that...
Oh, no, I remember the other one that you hate as well now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a film she's in.
27 Dresses.
She's knocked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
Who was the one in Zack and Mary?
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Who was the one in Zack and Mary?
That's Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, I like her.
I mix those two up.
Oh, I don't like her. I don't like Elizabeth Banks.
No, I don't know. It's something about Catherine Heigl. Like, she's got this real smugness about her.
No, she just wants to be a good actress. You know, she's being a good actress.
No, no.
She's funny.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. That's the thing. I don't find her funny.
She doesn't have an annoying face. She doesn't.
She's funnier than she is. She thinks she's as funny as the men in the scene.
Oh,
Ben.
I'm not being sexist. It's a fact.
The other thing about her is, I really don't think she's attractive. Like, and I'm not saying a woman by any means that a woman has to be in my top. Like, but she gets all the roles that you would normally put attractive people in, and she gets put in the roles where she's meant to be.
She's not bad looking. She's not like her face doesn't annoy me.
I just find that's the thing. I find her immensely bland as an actress. But you know, she's trying. She's right. Working. So what can I say? Second good one.
Vin Diesel.
It's either Vin Diesel or Idris Elba.
Oh, good choice.
I love both of them. Idris Elba. Heimdall.
Oh. Luther. Yeah.
Heimdall. Yeah. Luther's a great series. I never finished series 3.
And what's his name in Pacific Rim? Cool man who shouts.
Marshall something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Marshall.
Well done.
Idris Elba is very intense. He's so cool.
Mm. He was in The Wire, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
He was in The Office.
Was he?
Yeah. Played a replacement for Michael Scott briefly.
You're speaking really slowly.
Because I was thinking about it as I was saying it.
Right,
That's what people do.
Idris Elba or Vin Diesel. I love Vin Diesel. I can't even think of that many films that I like him in, but I just really like him as a person. Obviously, Riddick is awesome.
Yeah, those for Riddick
films. Fast and Furious.
Triple X.
And I'm just
saving Private Ryan as well.
He's in that one,
and then
yeah.
I'm going to also add a special mention to Dwayne Johnson as well. I really like that man. I don't know why.
The Rock.
Yeah,
he's really.
I like him. Yeah,
he's a cool man. I reckon. It's just the eyebrows. I really like Doom, which had him in.
Yeah, I quite like Doom.
Got slated, I think. But
I liked what was it? Welcome to the Jungle. That was good. It had Stifler in it as well. I don't know.
That's why I didn't watch it.
I liked Walk Tall, which was a film when I saw Welcome to Jungle, I thought I was seeing Walk Tall. It's
Walking Tall.
Yeah, Walking Tall.
The Rock Walking Tall. Yeah, yeah. It's not right.
I don't care what the name is.
I like that film.
Basically, he plays a cop who, for some reason, doesn't really use a gun. He uses a large 2x4.
It's really good. Film.
Oh, I tell you
it's
what,
really good film.
I didn't even watch the whole film, but The Rock in The Other Guys. Oh, you know, The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh my god, that is such a good. That's so good. Oh, beginning of that film's hilarious.
They didn't even aim for the bush.
So
it's one of my
The Rock gets
films.
A special mention, and then my bad one, and this is probably my least favourite actress, in Meryl Streep. Steep or Streep?
Streep.
Yeah, I really...
Meryl Streep.
I get that. I know that she's a good actor, and that's what makes it bad that I really don't like her, but something about every film I've ever seen her in.
I think I can only name three films which I definitely know she's in. Iron Lady, Mamma Mia, and Devil Wears Prada.
Terrible.
I'm pretty sure those are the only three.
There was a several one that I watched. It had like, what was it?
Devil Wears Prada? Have you seen
that? No, yeah, she was in that. Had Steve Martin in it, and Alex...
It's complicated.
Is that one? Yeah.
It's complicated. Where she's like got this man who really, really likes her, and then, you know, she's going off with a guy, she's like a douche.
Yeah, she gets back together with her ex-husband, who's a douche.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, that pissed me off. I don't know. I really can't get on board with any of her films, so. Thing is, yeah, but She's a well-respected and liked woman, but...
I'm not really fussed about her.
I have a severe...
I try not to watch films with old people in them.
I try not to watch films with her in.
Yeah, she's all right.
It just ruins it. I just can't handle it.
Definitely just lost the listener now.
What, her? Meryl Streep?
Yeah, she tweeted me. She loves this.
Damn it, we'll have to edit that out. My top actress is Meryl Streep.
Oh, yes, definitely. My favourite.
Wonderful woman.
Excellent. Tremendous gams.
Right. Chloe, have you got your favourite and least favourites?
I don't know. I know your least favourite. Least favourite, who?
Well, one of them is Will.
One of them is Will Farrell. Also, Steve Carell?
Steve Carell.
Mm. You know, God, I hate that kind of humour. And I just don't enjoy their films.
I didn't like Seth Rogen. Quickly. Huh? I'm not that big a fan of Steve Carell in a comedy way, but he does actually some quite good roles where he plays it straight.
Well, he did the role of the guy in Despicable Me, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he was good in that. I like that. But I don't like him, you know, watching him in a comedy movie. And I didn't really like Seth Rogen until I watched Knocked Up the other day. And then that was good. You know, I liked that. But there's a lot of those sort of actors that I don't like. And also the guy who was in Knocked Up, and he was also in Get Him to the Greek or whatever.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Mm. Don't like him.
I quite like him.
Hate him. I like him. I like he's Michael really Sarah, and they're well. Similar.
He's all over the shop. You know, he goes up
Michael who?
Sarah?
Michael Sarah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not one of my favourite, but I'm saying, like, I know they're similar sort of actors, but I don't know. There's something about these people I just don't like.
Michael Cera was in Juno, and Juno is a damn good film.
Yeah, that is a good film.
I heard a story about Michael Cera that I really enjoyed.
Is this how he keeps getting confused with Jesse Eisenberg?
No.
I get confused a lot, really? Apparently.
No, it was... someone had been to some kind of film launch, and they were at the after party, and Michael Cera was there, and he had a backpack on, and he was stood in the corner, not really talking to anyone. I just found it really funny.
Is that the story?
Yeah.
Wow, it was that,
just
that was
him
worth it.
Being Michael Cera.
being a cool geek. Cool. Chloe, what are you writing down?
I have to keep remembering actors I like. I like too many.
Okay.
Well, just stick with two.
No, I've got six. Oh, well, they're all valid six. I won't add any more.
I'm cutting it off at four.
No,
I
need
four,
six.
So
no,
can
I, need
can
six.
I go while you slim down your list?
I cannot slim down my list.
Okay. Right. Let's just hit this. Hit it.
Right, to be fair, two of them are TV shows, so that's kind of off the film thing. Mm. So, Jude Law. I know everyone's like, oh, I hate Jude Law, he's so bland. I really like Jude Law. Something about him
he's
that I find very enticing when I watch
films. He was a very good Watson.
Not in that respect.
Should I be jealous?
Yes, Jude Law. No, I just think he's actually a really good actor. And
cool.
I think he's good. Liam Neeson. Love Liam Neeson.
If you've seen Taken, it's very easy
Neeson.
Like him.
He is Neeson. Sorry, I've...
Liam Neeson is
just
amazing.
Did you
just
mix Leslie Nielsen and Liam Neeson together?
Yes, exactly.
When
yes.
Liam Neeson isn't making films, he's making statistics about who watches what on TV.
Exactly. It's really annoying, that thing.
Right, so Liam Neeson, yeah.
Right, now, I wasn't sure about this till a minute ago, but yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I do like Sly.
Love him. Like, he's the kind of person I would want him. I mean, I love my dad, but I'd want him to be my dad. I want to have two dads, and I want Sylvester Stallone to be one of my dads, okay?
Me and Chloe watched a very good film.
Oh, Escape Plan.
With Escape Plan.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
That is good.
Have you seen it, Ben? It's so good. Do you know the premise, though?
No.
Basically, it's pretty much the only film Arnie and Stallone
have Prison Break.
There's a strong chance I have seen this, because was it made in the 80s?
No, it's new. So basically, like, Sly is a...
he's a professional escape
artist. He basically
escapes from prisons
he tests whether prisons are, you know, escape proof or not.
Brilliant premise already.
And then there's this shady deal comes in, and they say, you know, we want to test this. It's the ultimate one where, you know, they send, you know, there's no trials. Prisoners just get sent there to be, you know, left to rot. And then in there he meets Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is like just one of the prisoners there, and they basically have to escape together. And it is
don't spoil it.
No, but it's just like one of those crazy cool 80s
action films. It is a good film, except for it was made last year.
Yeah.
It's a good film.
You should watch it.
I don't know how I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I thought it must not be good if I haven't heard of it. Watched it, really good. I don't know how I missed it.
I saw the trailer, I was like, I need to see this.
I don't know how I missed it. It's good. You should watch it.
I mean, as you would expect, the relationship between Arnie and Sly is it
Tango and Cash?
It's
is it just Tango and Cash? Because they do escape from prison in that.
No, it's not. It's wonderful film. I love it. Got quite bad reviews, but I love it.
It was good.
Yeah, so Sly. Yeah, I like
Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. Yeah, he's just good in a lot of things.
See, I heard a story. I think it was Chris Tilley of IGN UK. He was saying, because he was wondering why he does so many films, because he does quite a lot, especially recently. Apparently, he's got a load of kids who just spend all his money, so he's just doing it to stay alive.
I'm really not surprised.
This is very common with big
Italian
time
families.
No, big time American actors from the 80s. They'd only have as much money as they got paid on the last film. By the next film, they'd have spent it all. Mainly a tax break sort of thing.
A film I want to see that he's in is Bullet to the Head. He's got some crazy cool tattoos in it. So
he has some cool tattoos.
I've just seen.
How old is Stallone now? He's
in
mid-60s.
His 60s. Yeah. He's getting on.
His mother's still alive, isn't she?
Oh yeah.
That's one scary lady.
Oh yeah, she's. Oh,
she
forgot.
Is
she's got
scary.
The...
Wow.
Now, Danny, you just gestured at your face. What has she got? Has she got a beard?
She's had a lot. Of,
she got
face.
Horns.
She's had a lot of. Surgery,
yeah,
and kind of like, well, let's just say it's done more damage than good.
She was on Big Brother
a long
Big
time
Brother
ago.
Oh, yeah, she was, wasn't she?
Yeah,
back to my list.
Yeah,
only got three left. Two of them are a pair, don't worry. But the next one, Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, yeah,
he's good in a lot of things. I feel he's very
Can
underrated.
You say that
Milo Ventimiglia, he was on Heroes.
Ventimiglia,
Ventimiglia,
yeah,
I don't know
how Italian, though.
No, I don't know. I'm not Italian, I'm English.
I'm
Danny say it as English,
dude. I'm the authority.
Yeah, Milo, he's really good. Heroes, Gilmore Girls.
Was he in Heroes?
He played Peter Petrelli.
Didn't say that like it's questioning. That was like one of the main
characters. No, because I'm just like, yeah, why don't you realise?
He was the one with long hair going.
He was cool.
Oh, yeah, we should find out more about what's happening to us.
No one can see you doing that. It's the voice.
Paddy's making it hilarious, mime. He's got his hand partially covering one eye. And every time he blows out, he kind of moves the hand up as though it's
I'm pretending I have one of those emo fringes.
He is a good actor. And he was also in Rocky Balboa as well.
Like recently.
He played Sylvester Stallone's son.
A terrible horror film.
Oh, yeah, he was in Rocky Balboa.
Oh, I saw that. That was quite fun, that.
He's a good actor.
That was a good film.
I feel he should do more.
Did you watch that?
No.
That's a good film.
I just know his body of work.
He's a pathologist. That's it. No, he has to like that. It's dead. It's a group of people doing like the perfect murders and you know, not getting caught or leaving traces and yeah.
Yeah.
Good film.
And my last ones, they sort of come as a pair, but I feel Paddy will appreciate this. Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki.
Good choices.
They are good.
They are.
Supernatural.
When I heard Jensen, I was like, what?
Jared Padalecki is the one, you know, from... He was in Gilmore Girls first as well. But they're both the leads in Supernatural, and I think they're amazing. I think they're really good. They're so funny.
Jensen Ackles was in My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was
in
that.
What's the other one called?
Jared Padalecki.
Yeah, and Jared Padalecki. He was in the Friday the 13th reboot.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was in House of Wax. No, the one where Paris Hilton gets a pole for the head.
Is this your final list?
If anyone is unsure of these films, these are several terrible films.
Because I think there's some people you've forgotten.
I know you're going to say Ralph Fiennes. No. I love him, but I don't love him as much.
Tom Hiddleston?
I do like Tom Hiddleston, but he's too fresh. He's
Benedict
too new.
Would you watch something just because Hiddleston's in it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's good.
Okay, what
he's
about
good.
Your
what
list
about
of bad actors?
What, I mean, like Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and stuff I said before. There's a lot of actors I hate. I hate that one that was in the film It's Complicated with Meryl Streep. Actually, I hate both of them. Really? Alec Baldwin, Anna.
Steve Martin.
I hate Steve Martin.
Oh,
I totally hate Steve Martin.
He's a lovely man.
He's awful. He's Steve not Martin. Funny. And the pink. I tried to watch Pink Panther and it was awful.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like, this is a ridiculous
that is
film.
Comedy gold.
You can't beat the original Pink Panther.
The only thing he's okay in is like Cheap by a Dozen. But even then, you're pushing it. You really are.
The thing is, you're going to annoy people here because there are some classic Steve Martin films.
Steve Martin's awful.
There's The Jerk, fantastic film, Man with Two Brains. Roxanne, where he's got a big schnoz.
Oh, yeah, that is quite funny, isn't it?
Nah, don't take it back. I'll never take it back.
So then is it just you, Paddy?
Yeah. Well, my two favourite actors are probably Patrick Stewart and Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons. I like Jeremy Irons.
Good voice.
They both have great voices. They both got got this kind of gravitas which just makes you listen to them. Mm. Well, no matter what they're in.
When Patrick Stewart says "make it so," you make it so.
Yeah. So those are my two.
Can I also interject? Another thing I like about Patrick Stewart is he posts some hilarious pictures.
He does.
I'm not sure if it's him or his wife.
No, it's mostly him.
But like on Twitter, he is the best person to follow.
He gets it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't take himself too seriously.
There was like a whole like collection on Twitter with him and Ian McKellen going around New York in bowler hats doing like silly stuff. And it was great because I think it was, I can't remember, but a paper mistakenly said he was gay. And it was just like, I'm not gay. I have lots of hetero friends and I drink alcohol and watch sports and all that kind of stuff. It's more ironic considering he got married recently as well.
I just realised I assumed he was gay purely because he was in a few episodes of Frasier and he was gay in that.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks Frasier's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he assumes that they're going out.
He's another one of my favourite actors. What's his name?
You were saying something?
Name's completely
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. He was a damn good Beast as well.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good Beast, but my favourite thing he ever did was a show called Gary the Rat.
Gary the Rat, yeah.
It was a cartoon. You told me about this, yeah. Where he played a lawyer that one day wakes up and he's a man-sized rat. Everyone kind of accepts it. And
does he look like a man still? Or does he actually look like
he looks like a giant rat?
Just a rat. Oh, okay. No human.
Like a bipedal rat?
A humanoid like a rat, okay. If you will. And so he's still a lawyer in the show. Mm-hmm. But also there's these rat catchers who are both inept and after him constantly. I don't really know why.
Remind me what the name of this is again?
Gary the Rat.
Gary the Rat. I'm just going to get an image up for us.
Wow.
It does exist. And it was kind of a bit like in Family Guy where Brian's a dog. Some people treat him as a dog, but most people don't. It was kind of that scenario. Share with the group, everyone. Danny's got a picture of Gary the Rat now.
Is it a cartoon or a real?
Oh,
it's cartoon.
Oh, cartoon.
That'd be horrific in live action. it's a horrendous.
There he is. Okay. I think that's quite good.
That's just strange.
Doesn't look like a rat.
It is a rat.
It's like a cat.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll get a better image. It's him at a doctor's.
What do you want with a big black nose?
Doesn't look like a rat.
I might have to watch this.
I don't think there were many episodes, and I remember it being pretty funny.
Hmm. I do like Kelsey Grammer's voice as well, so. Cool. Yeah,
fine voice.
Back to Jeremy Irons. Yeah. What I was going to say is, what has he been cast for something recently? Yeah, what is it?
He's
I cannot
Alfred
think of it.
In the Batman Superman film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what about your least favourite?
My least favourite? Well, there are no actors I particularly hate. But there are many actors who I think were just ill-suited to their roles, like, for instance, Hayden Christensen in the Star Wars prequels.
Mm.
But I can't really name any I detest.
Where's the hatred?
It should burn inside you and ignite a fire in our audience.
I'm genuinely trying to think of someone I detest.
Is there any more that you like that you can just use up those slots instead?
What films have you disliked? Let's throw those together and see if there's any common denominator.
You see, I can't think of
really
ones
watch
I've
films.
Disliked.
Don't play
the
games.
Ones I've watched,
I can't. Films.
The ones I watch, I like. I avoid ones which sound shit.
Wow. Yeah, you're a smart man.
Cool.
Now I've had time to think. I've written some names down here. Pierce Brosnan.
I did
like
Pierce
or not like?
Ewan McGregor.
This is like.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Yeah,
oh, I've written those four down.
Those are very good choices.
I like all of them. I think it's probably have to be Ewan McGregor because I don't think I've seen him in a film that I haven't enjoyed more than I should have. Particularly
all about salmon fishing in the Yemen.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it though. No, The Men Who Stare at Goats is for some reason one of my.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite films. I don't know why.
It got really bad reviews though when it came out.
I've never seen that. I've always wanted to see it. It's got goat in the title.
Let me explain it to everyone who doesn't know. Ewan McGregor is a reporter who meets George Clooney in Iran or possibly Afghanistan, and George Clooney trains him to be a Jedi. That's the story of the film.
I also want to add. I want to add George Clooney to my list because he is obviously he's a good kind of straight faced actor. He can do really good serious parts, but he is a brilliant comedy actor.
Here's the thing:
he is so good.
I want to add George Clooney to my list, but he'd be half and half, because films I like him in, I really like him, but then.
But every, I also like Ocean's 11, you have Ocean's 12 and 13.
Well, I didn't like those
films. They were good.
I liked all Ocean's 11 was brilliant, but you've also got Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it was all right, that one.
It's quite enjoyable.
Mm. It's one of those films.
Ice to See You.
Yeah.
Endlessly quotable, that film.
So,
for all the wrong George reasons.
Clooney. Did you say Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Is he the one who's in The Happening?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
George
so
Clooney,
much.
My favourite one of his
Mark
is
Wahlberg
probably
won me over.
George Clooney's best one is probably Burn After Reading.
Oh no, yeah. His best That's one so is intense. Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
I haven't actually seen that. I've been meaning
I've
to
seen
it.
That the first half an hour of that.
Seriously, watch that. That is brilliant.
Mm, cool. I like George Clooney, what a man.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about him. I do like him. And Brad Pitt I like as well.
Oh, Brad Pitt's
Brad Pitt's
inconsistent getting better with age, I feel.
What I like about Brad Pitt is you never know what's coming next with him.
I like it best when he really, like, sometimes I think in films he's a little bit lazy. He'll just do this kind of like, oh, I'm attractive and I'm smart and all that.
I don't get what, like, he could have easily made 50 rom-coms in a row, made a load of money out of it. No one would have thought of him. But no, he's all over the top. He did Snatch.
Brilliant.
World War Zed. What the fuck?
Yeah, World War Zed, pretty good.
Yeah.
He was in Burn After Reading. He played that kind of weirdo in the gym. Did a lot of jogging. Yeah.
And arguably the best one is Fight Club. I really liked him.
Hate
that.
Fight Club.
Love Fight Club.
Yeah, I've never watched it, but I always hate looking at the pictures of it. It just looks
I've
bad.
I've never watched it the
Everything
entire
about
way
it looks
I've
bad.
Only ever really seen to the beginning of when they actually start Fight Club.
You've seen? All right.
I've seen up to a bit
Does
where
it
they
end
actually...
up, like, spoilers though, you know, in case it's spoilers. Doesn't it end up that it's all in his head or something? It's a psychological film, isn't
well,
it?
Well, Brad Pitt, yeah.
He's
Brad,
imagining something.
Brad Pitt's character doesn't really exist.
Yeah, yeah, I thought
that. It's all Edward Norton.
They wanted us to watch it in psychology. It's going on about.
It's a really good story.
No.
It's all right.
Oh, Audrey House is good. Ashton Kutcher. I like him.
No.
Oh, come on. No. Someone appreciate him.
Every now and then I like him.
He's had a few
He's a bit
good
of a dick
shots,
in real life. You know, he's not a nice guy.
Apparently
he's
building
just got engaged
phones
to Mila
for
Kunis
Lenovo
now,
at the moment.
He's just got engaged to Mila Kunis.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he's only just gotten
let's,
divorced.
Let's have a
Jesus
moment of
Christ.
Silent respect for Ashton Kutcher there.
Lucky bastard.
Right. So is that? I think we're done with that topic, aren't we? Who's next?
Who wants to go next? Too slow. Paddy, you're next.
Okay. My topic is a program I used to watch during my childhood, a long time ago. Power Rangers is currently in its 21st season. And as to celebrate the fact that the Power Ranger team can now turn into every past team there's been over the past 21 years.
That sounds like an editing nightmare for the boys at Saban.
I imagine they just use old footage.
Yeah.
That would be like really nice. So, and then all of a sudden it goes back to like shitty grainy quality.
Why are they in this valley suddenly?
No, but
why is there goo everywhere?
Why are there so many fights in this abandoned warehouse district?
No, but did you know that like half the footage from Power Rangers isn't actually American? It's
well, yeah,
Japan.
From the Japanese show,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Super Sentai.
I do have a question though.
Yeah,
what's your topic?
It's just Power Rangers.
Let's just talk about Power Rangers.
I love that show. And
Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, may be one of my favourite films.
It is brilliant.
It's got bone dinosaurs.
It does.
It's got ninjas.
It's got
the falcon
monsters. And it's got ooze.
It's got the white falcon.
Yeah.
It's got the falcon zord.
Yeah.
Zords. That's a word.
Zords.
I don't know where that's come from.
Zordon.
No, I meant in my mind, Paddy. That shouldn't be there.
Yes, it should. Anyone who grew up during the 90s should recognise Power Rangers.
So, Chloe, did you ever watch it?
Power Rangers, yeah, I did, but I don't remember it much.
Mm.
Like, I know I used to like the pink Power Ranger, obviously.
Of course. She was for you.
No, I did like it at the time, but
the
it's not something I've of sort
group.
Of carried on watching, so it's one of the things that you just forget about it.
Yeah,
in the way.
The best thing about Power Rangers is they. Because, like, sort of every season, it switches to a new theme.
Yeah.
You just pick one to stop watching that. And you can
I
say,
didn't even know
Power
they did
Rangers
that.
Used to be good up until Time Force.
Well, so you can be really hipster about it.
Yeah. You say, after that, it was terrible. Like, you say, don't want any of that Ninja Storm crap.
I had.
I don't get what they were wearing. I'm just throwing
words at them. I think these are all things.
I had a toy of the Falcon robot, the Falcon Zord or whatever.
Yeah, I had one of them.
It was the coolest toy ever. I loved that thing.
All Power Rangers toys were awesome.
Yeah, they were. The thing is, there's like 40-year-old men in like America who like collect all of the latest Power Rangers toys.
There's 40-year-old men in America who watch My Little Pony.
Yeah, that's bronies. Slightly scary.
The bronies, yeah.
Here's the thing. To each his own. I used to mock people like this. Yeah. I think, no, go enjoy yourself. Do what you want.
As long as it's not harming anyone.
I know that you're old guys. Don't worry. Did you ever play that My Little Pony game?
My Little Pony, what?
I know you're old
what,
guys.
What, video game?
Yeah, it was like a PC game, PC ROM, so you put it in, and it was like a pony, and you used to have to buy like cakes and things for it, and like little cakes and carrots, and you'd brush it, and it'd have its own little...
That sounds
it's like,
nauseating.
Like, it's like a community
so,
as well.
So your question is, did we ever play the CD-ROM-based My Little Pony Tamagotchi? Is that
is
what
that
you're...
Is that a Tamagotchi?
It sounds pretty much like
it was, you know, for the computer... None of you play it then, no?
I can't say
what,
I did.
Neopets.
I'm going to put it,
anybody,
gonna put it simply.
I did used to play with My Little Ponies, though, because my mum wanted to raise a gay, and she was semi-successful. So, I had those. I got too violent playing.
What?
Look at you. You're dating a woman. What a disappointment
you are. I've known
you
for 20 years, and I've never heard this.
Well, no,
talk to me.
I got too violent playing Power Rangers.
Is this why we're friends? Is it because I used to ride horses?
Yeah, I just wanted to be closer to the ponies.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was My Little Ponies and Sylvanians.
Sylvanians?
Oh, yeah. I used to hate those.
Why?
Oh, my God, just remind me of something. Yeah, because Sylvanians like a tree things. You know, we saw it's like a program. It's like the guy with an acorn on his head. And he used to, there was a theme tune. And he used to go down the spiral of this tree. And he used to go.
Was it Hector's House?
No, I can't think of what it is. Oh, my God, I have to find this. You all know it. It was so good.
Danny, what are you doing playing with Sylvanians? You only had brothers. There's no sister excuse.
No, it's just cheap toys, probably. They're probably from a charity shop.
Right? I had Playmobil, right? I had the kick-ass setup in my grandparents' attic.
The biggest Playmobil factory in the world is in Malta.
That's good for you.
Okay.
Is it to scale? I had this kick-ass train set up. I don't know why, but it was somehow associated with Playmobil.
Was it Brio?
No. This was electric. This was powered. This was quite dangerous, quite frankly.
Oh, okay.
I had just this massive set. So it had like archways and shit like that. It had a pirate section. I don't know why. And I had this one cart that would go on it. That it was spring loaded, and it was a dynamite cart. And if the train came to a sudden stop, it would just explode violently into about 10 different pieces.
Nice.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It was awesome at the time.
Okie doke.
No.
Sounds familiar, actually.
Okie doke. Well, let me see the picture. I want to show you the video, the intro, but I know it's like copyright or whatever it is. Okie doke. Do you remember him?
And he's no, absolutely.
I can't see.
It's a green man with an
I think
kind
I
of bacon hat.
Okie doke.
God,
I remember
okie doke.
It's no trapdoor, that's for certain.
It's on YouTube. I'll show you afterwards.
Cool.
The video for it. Oh my God, it's so good. Okie doke was amazing.
So, Power Rangers.
What's your favourite Power Rangers?
My favourite, team was
series.
Time Force was.
I would
good
say
one.
Time Force.
Yeah,
it made the most sense to me.
Mm.
It was a team fighting either for or against eugenics, essentially.
Pretty much.
What was Winston Churchill the bad guy? I think.
No,
the bad guy was a kind of mutant.
Who
eventually turned good, didn't he?
Yep, he turned human in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
in my head, I liked that one because I thought of all the Power Rangers, this one is this could be real.
I had
the kick-ass Red Ranger with the dinosaur thing, didn't it?
The Quantum Ranger.
He had the gun that could do stuff.
Yeah,
that was.
Is
awesome.
He the big red T-Rex?
Yep.
That was.
What
was
awesome. It with Red Rangers and T-Rexes? I mean, honestly.
He had a dragon once. So that was cool.
Yeah. He did.
Oh God! Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I need to go back and watch this.
Not a European dragon, one of those big long Asian dragons.
Yep.
A little bit, I just remembered that I forgot off the news for the regular Pixel Spank podcast. Pokemon, the first two series, and I think three movies coming to Netflix.
No, it isn't the first two series. It's series 1 and series 14.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah, it was the first black and white series.
I'm going to put out a
not colour-wise.
Who came up with that? Who would do that? Why would you do that?
Oh.
Series 1 and 14.
Maybe it's just it was cheaper.
Two starting points and...
Well, because series 14 is for the kids who want to watch it now and series 1 is for us.
They'll probably start, you know.
We need a public service announcement quickly. If you intend to now go back and watch Pokemon, be prepared. It's quite bad.
No, it's not.
It is quite boring.
No.
I think it's boring.
You'll realise all the cool things you remember, roughly 1% of the entire series.
I just want to say...
There's a lot of walking.
I mean, in the original Pokemon series, you get through the entire first... They go through the entire first region in like 70 episodes. Like, from then on, like, each region took, like, 3 whole series to get through.
Mm.
It's like, why did they do the first one so quickly?
Are you happy with this or unhappy?
I don't know. It's
just, I'm enraged somewhere.
How do they slow down that much?
Also, they've kind of... they've taken away some of the episodes because they all got banned, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. And then there was, like, this one where... Tentacruel, like in like destroy a city, and they just took it
Tentacruel
out.
Tentacruel and Tentacruel.
Yeah, they took it out of circulation because of 9/11. And there was that one where it caused seizures or something.
Didn't they have one where James
Electric
grew udders
Soldier
or something?
Porygon.
There was a beauty pageant, and James wore inflatable breasts.
Oh, that was it.
To enhance their chances of winning,
yeah.
Both Jesse and James entered against Misty, who's 11,
yeah.
12.
10, I think, yeah.
I think there's many problems with Pokemon's story,
There's also the Safari Zone episode, because the main character
had a gun.
He constantly
brandished
pulled the
gun
and pointed it at Ash in particular. He was like 6 inches away. He had a gun to his head.
What do you mean you want Dratini?
It was amazing. That episode, it explains why in a later episode, Ash owns about
30 Tauros.
Yeah, he's got like 30 Tauros. A Taurus is a large bull Pokemon.
The reason nobody else can fucking find any. Oh, interesting.
The 90s, I mean, that's when like we started getting like so much stuff from Japan. I mean, you've got Power Rangers, then you had Beetleborgs, you had Masked Rider. I don't know if you remember that.
Beetleborgs, Kamen Rider.
First American version of that was called Masked Rider, but then it was Kamen Rider. Then there was Pokemon and Digimon and just
that was hilarious. Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
He had a bike and a car that could talk, I think.
I think it was just the bike.
He had a car, yeah. No.
Right. Why did he have a car?
He'd get into outfit to fight, right? Yeah. That was his thing. Sometimes he'd need a vehicle.
Most of them have bikes.
Yeah, he had a bike, but he also had a car. He also had different outfits, so I want to watch this now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, you know, 90s, great series. Only some of them still going.
Dragon Ball Z as well. That's good.
So who's
actually from the 80s.
Whose topic is next then?
Paddy, what was your topic? Did we talk about
Power
it?
Rangers
yes.
90s.
We talked about shows we liked during the 90s in the end.
Yeah, I write down everyone's topic. Mine and Danny is normally a question or a kind of statement that leads to questions.
This is after hours. I'm allowed to come up
Chloe's
with whatever shit
is always
I want
a
to.
Question of favourite or what would you... Yours is always at one single word, just a statement. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Next week, how about my statement? I like boobs. Everyone, what do you think?
Wow. Nice of you to share.
I also like errors in things.
Right. Topic. Chloe?
Yes, I actually have a topic. Ooh. And it's one of the would you rather, funnily enough. Yes. Would you rather? But take some time to think about this, because everyone will be like, "Oh,
it's a good radio." Then, won't it? Just
what?
Just be
no. Just take a couple seconds.
Well, let her talk, and then let's shout at her about it while we think.
Thanks. Would you rather have have the power of ice and like freeze things?
I already love this. Please tell me the next power isn't fire. It's something. It's like electric or
it's
ice.
Not fire.
The power of ice.
It's not fire.
Clouds. Gas.
It's smog.
The power of lead.
I forgot what the word is now.
The power of Grayskull.
Would you rather have the power of ice or be able to hover? and almost fly, but you can't fly from place to place, but you can be up in the air
so basically
without walking.
Basically, I can either free like stuff Yoda's or, chair or glide slightly.
You can, yeah, but you can. I mean, you can't like fly from one country to the other country, right?
So what you're saying is
it,
can,
is it fly at your own?
I can either
you could
I can free stuff, hover. or I can hover slightly off the ground like a partially deflated balloon.
You can hover, you know, about five stories up.
Can you hover you
five stories up? That's not
why
really
would
hovering.
I be five stories up?
But I'm saying you can't fly though.
Yeah, but can you? Can you move at your pace? So like you could hover at a walking speed
or you could run
for several hours or you could run for, well, for me, a couple minutes. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, seconds probably.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what you could do. But you can't like fly. And also with regards to the... with regards to the whole freezing things, what it'd mean is you're constantly cold. So, like, you are not... look at Danny's face. He's like, oh, we're considering this now. So, you are... you know when you're in a situation where you stand outside, it's a bit chilly. You think,
you know when you're cold,
I
basically.
Wish I
you know
had
when
coat.
You could coat glass.
So, you don't need to explain being cold.
Have you ever been not hot? Well, that's this.
It's like a chill. You get, like, this constant sort of shivering chill. So, you are always cold and you can't have super hot things. Like, you can't have hot drinks. And you can't have much hot food. You can have warm food.
I already
you see,
know.
Because so, you're so
I'm
cold.
I'm ready to tackle
and you
this.
Can use this, but you can't use your powers for evil.
Sorry, I'm not what? Quite what? Understanding.
For personal gain.
I'm not quite understanding the cold issue. Is this like Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin where he's personally not cold. But he needs to be in a cold environment.
He is cold. So you're
it's
right,
not an
no,
answer.
No, well, no, you're cold.
So it's not like that.
So you're here and you are... chilly. You
I'm
are cold.
So
you go to the Bahamas, you go to Mexico, you go wherever, and you are still cold.
The Bahamas or Mexico? That's your choices for hot.
So I'm so I'd be constantly cold.
Yes.
And I can't do anything with my cold powers. I just have to help
people.
No,
you can. No, what I'm saying, what? You can't like you know freeze somebody. You can't like kill somebody, but you can still do
Could I chill a drink?
Yes.
Could you freeze Gotham?
You could freeze a drink. You could freeze a house. You could freeze whatever you want, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
Could I
else.
Create an atmosphere?
But with your hovering powers,
absolute
you can,
zero.
You can use your hovering, almost flying powers in any way you want. There is no
I'm
limit.
I'm
going to
take
that.
The hovering.
How does the
power?
Ice could affect I, entropy?
Could I build the ice palace from Frozen and be all sassy?
You can build a snowman as quickly as she can. But you damn well can, okay. And I will be if I ever get that
I'd,
power.
I'd want to build like the Fortress of Solitude.
Hmm. Are you always the same amount of cold? Like,
yeah, yes. Can it go from
regardless,
a bit nippy to quite cold?
Regardless, you're always cold. You're like cold.
I couldn't
not
deal
nippy,
with that.
But you're cold.
Why have
cold.
You put this stipulation on it?
I just feel it's interesting.
I get the hovering one.
No,
but
if hovering one, you know, that's easy because if you trip, you're not going to hit the floor or anything.
Surely it would make more sense if you were. If when you made something cold, you either got hot from the displaced energy or you got cold like the thing you made cold. If you're always cold, am I making others cold?
That power makes no sense.
You are cold inside. That's
am
where
I radiating
your
cold? Because that's not possible.
No, it's not that you're radiating cold, but I think it's, everyone's always like, oh my God, I'd rather freeze things and, you know, do this, that, or the other.
No, they're not.
If they are. That's why I would always choose freeze.
I'll ask most people, I'd rather fly.
Should I just clarify the situation?
I think
you want?
No,
it's fine.
It's clarified.
I'd rather hover like a deflated balloon.
Right. Here's the thing.
No, but you can do whatever you want with that.
Yeah, I know.
You can rob banks, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why I'm taking it.
Exactly.
It's I would hover.
Because I'd like to be
a lot
warm.
Of people wouldn't choose
I'll
hover.
Tell you, no, I would choose hover.
Oh, like, would you?
Yeah, for several
so
reasons.
So at the beginning, you would
choose to be constantly cold for their entire life.
From the second you said.
Choose that.
From the second you said hover, I one thing came to mind. When I sleep, I would literally just be hovering and I wouldn't give a shit about the bed. I could sleep anywhere I want.
You'd probably need a cover still.
I'm not saying you're always hovering. I'm saying you can
hover. Yeah,
no.
I'm just saying.
It's
I would
a conscious effort, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
you can hover. It's like being cold and freezing things. That's all the time. You're always cold.
Yeah,
you
I
can
know.
Always freeze things.
I'm
so
just saying I would choose to hover when
is,
I sleep.
Is it as strong?
You have to be partly conscious then.
Is it as strong an effort as standing, for example, to hover?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you could sleep standing up, but it's difficult. It would require practice, and you wouldn't get a good night's sleep.
Oh, this has changed everything.
So this is why I think that this is more interesting than just fire or ice, because you say, oh, would you rather have fire, would you rather have ice?
We
this
have
got
to walk
conditions.
Upstairs.
It would
and
be
to
a
be
good
honest,
fight,
if you
though.
Had
no,
a superpower,
you'd
have conditions.
Because It would be as much effort getting up the stairs by hovering.
There's no point then. There's no point being able to hover.
It would be easier to hover up a ladder than climbing the ladder if you don't like ladders. Yeah, if it's a sheer wall, hover every time. Now, in the fight of hover against ice, it would be a great fight because ice would ice the floor, hover would hover over it.
But
then ice would just be really
nippy.
You would
choose to be constantly cold your entire life.
I feel it'd be worth it. And after all, you'd get used to it. You would.
No,
come
no
on.
You'd be constantly
no, you
cold. You would.
No one gets used to being constantly cold.
You'd be constantly cold, but you could, you know.
Saying
freeze
that, could
stuff.
You could you then live in like the Arctic or something and still be like comfortable?
No.
Yeah, you'd still be cold.
Why?
But you wouldn't feel colder there than you would anywhere else.
See, you wouldn't feel
any
colder there.
Okay.
Wherever you go, you're going to be
cold. But why would you do that?
I don't know.
There's no internet up there for a start.
What would you choose then? Would you choose
hover?
You would choose hover.
Yeah.
Right. If you pick hover, it's a party trick. If you pick cold, that's every moment of your life, and you wouldn't. Because you're always cold, you wouldn't want to make anything cold.
Okay, Chloe, let me put it this way. If you're constantly cold, you'll never feel the warmth of another human being.
And they would hate you because you'd
be
cold.
He's got a girlfriend. He's gone all soft, hasn't he?
You'll never feel the embrace. Feel love.
Shut up,
what if it was put this way? What if you were cold as long as you wanted to use your powers? So you could choose.
Oh, well, if it's a byproduct of your power, if you freeze something and you get cold, then that's different.
In X-Men The Last Stand, when Iceman finally ices over, it's implied because he's used his powers.
Depending on how much you freeze depends on how cold you are. So say if you froze a drink, you'd be cold for a day. So if you froze like a whole house, you'd be cold for like a month. Say something like that.
You see, that is slightly more reasonable than being cold your
would
entire
that change,
life.
Would that change
I'm
your
still
mind?
Still hovering
because then you'd still be able to do things.
When do you ever need to make something cold and
you can freeze shit?
Here's the thing, right?
It's awesome. The firefighter. You could be like a firefighter.
Right. Okay.
With ice.
What about if
things burn in the cold still?
What about the hover would be very good in an emergency. Yeah, bottom floor's on fire, hover out the window. Plane's going down, just hover to the floor.
Everyone else is really angry. Like, open the door, let me out. I can do this. I don't want to die with you people.
I see
it'll
outside,
take me fucking ages
hover
to get
to
down,
work.
But it'll be worth it.
You wouldn't even have to drive. Well, actually, if it takes effort.
No, you'd still drive, wouldn't you? Because you don't walk to work currently.
It'd be slightly less effort. Slightly less effort. Okay.
No, because you could hover a bike, but not a car.
I also like the fact that I'd never...
Hover bikes.
Hover vehicle.
Hoverboards.
No, because you could physically...
No, hovering vehicle.
You could hover the bike, but it'd be really awkward because you'd be holding onto it with your legs.
You would get legs of steel doing that.
Get a skateboard, take off the wheels, add straps. You've got a hoverboard.
Why would you need the board? You're already hovering.
You would do that because for two reasons. One, everyone would think it's the board, so the government wouldn't hunt you down. Two, you could sell the board every so often to make a shitload of money. You sell it to them and
exactly.
say, here you
anyway,
go, and fuck off with the money.
I can't really see any reason why I'd want the freezing powers. It's the hover all the way.
Yeah.
Apart from the occasion when I've got a really lukewarm beverage. I can't see me ever needing to freeze
stuff. No, but Danny, if you have a lukewarm beverage and according to Chloe's rules, you freeze that, you're going to stay cold the entire day. You don't even need to drink.
Now you want
that.
It lukewarm.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, right? I can't currently make things cold. I have a fridge, right? If I want things cold. If I want it colder, I have to buy dry ice. If I want it colder than that, liquid nitrogen.
Freezer?
Colder than that? Liquid helium, as you well know, 4 Kelvin, right? That's doable. There's methods for that. There's the internet, right? If I wanted to be able to hover, right, the practical application of that is
slightly more difficult.
Is moving over things easier, which I like. I take that. Or getting up to higher stuff. The alternative is stairs or ladders. Stairs are effort to build. You have to plan it. Ladders are doable but risky. So hover. It's just got so much more application.
Yeah, I think it's easy. I wouldn't even hesitate.
Oh no, I can't reach that thing on the top shelf.
I like the idea of not having to choose a chair as well. You could just sit there cross-legged and hover.
What if I said though it takes 1.5 times the amount of effort to hover than it does for you to walk?
Still.
I don't use it that often, you still
hover.
It would still be a party trick. I mean, it's more effort to jump constantly than it is to walk. I do it sometimes.
Why?
Just makes the day up, doesn't it?
Well, skipping seems to be nicer than walking.
Yeah, skipping. jogging, running. These are ways of moving. You don't do them all the time.
It's good to be able to.
Yeah, you want the option.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sometimes I'll skid.
So you going for...
So we've got hover ice.
Yeah. Skiddy Gonzales.
Cool.
I think it'd be really awesome. I want to be Elsa from Frozen.
All the men have picked ice and you picked...
We've picked hover, she's picked ice.
Yeah, you'll be jealous when I'm freezing your drinks.
No, if you were freezing our drinks, you'd probably be helping us.
If I freeze you, you'll be unhappy.
You said you couldn't use your powers for evil.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to freeze your little toe and snap it off.
Right.
That's evil.
That's evil.
That wouldn't be applicable.
That's cruel.
You've just
at the very least, it's GBH.
No. You've just pointed out a flaw in your own argument.
I don't know. To be honest, like, it was much more simpler at the beginning. I thought you said,
because of the balance of the power, if you did that, you would then freeze yourself quite substantially.
I would still be cold, yeah.
But you said you'd get colder.
You don't have to be cold all the time. It's just handy, you know. You could just.
Oh, now you're changing that.
No, it's not. It's you're only cold when this is what we changed.
Someone's
been
listening
cold.
To this and following the logical progression of the argument. It's like 70 flaws in everything.
It's only you're only cold.
Shall
if you
we move
something.
On quickly?
Right, so final votes were 3 for hover, 1 for cold. So we'll look into that.
Frozen, I think we'll have
frozen.
Okay, cool.
Hoverboards. Right.
So that brings us to my final topic. I need to bring up my list of podcast topics. You have a list? Yeah, when I think of a good topic, I write it down. For some reason, on the top of my list for ages has been the same thing. I know it's not even a topic. It's one thing that happened to me. And I'm not going to tell you what it was. No, the other day, this starts with a story so you can get what I'm getting at. I was sat in waiting for a package to be delivered. There was a very strong chance it had been delivered to another residence at my address. It's a business. I could have gone over and asked them if they'd got it. That was the easy way. It would have taken minutes. Instead, I looked at CCTV footage of our property, about 5 hours of the day's worth of footage. I can't scan it very quickly, about times 8. So it was about half an hour's work. I don't think that adds up. Anyway, so I spent 30 minutes doing something that could have been done easily just to avoid some kind of social interaction. So when in your lives have you ever done something needlessly complicated or taken ages to do something when there was a very simple way that you just didn't want to do because you personally don't like it?
That's a hard one.
Well, I've sent emails to people when I could just call them because I really don't want to talk to them.
Oh, I get that.
Everyone does that. No one likes talking on the phone.
It's harder to explain in an email, but you just don't want to confront the person.
I mean, it's going to take like 2 minutes if I call the person, but email is just like, I don't have to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you.
Do you do the thing where you know you want the information immediately, but in the email you have to be very nonchalant about it. You have to imply that this means nothing to me, this information. You could be dead for all I know and I wouldn't follow this up.
I can't think of anything.
I know you've got one because we talked about it earlier. It's the only reason I picked this topic because you suddenly had an example of it. And I thought, well, this works now. It's got legs.
Well, no, I don't. Okay, so I saw something that intrigued me on a social networking site. I wanted to find out more, but because I don't like the person who was displaying said thing, I decided rather than just asking them what it was, I would just do a load of research and try and find it out. And but I'm not going to go any more specific than that. I think I have a feeling it will lead back. It will come back to bite me in the ass.
You're so terrified of this social encounter that you've got to do a roundabout description of it.
Yeah, I just asked you about it and
you got lucky.
Yeah, luckily you knew what I was talking about.
I knew instantly.
I really want to know now what this is.
I'll tell you off air. I do this kind of shit all the time. Well, a lot of it isn't even just to avoid something unpleasant. It's just because I don't want to do it right now.
Here's one. I don't think I would ever order pizza again if I had to go back to phoning them and telling them what I wanted.
Yeah, nobody likes ordering pizza online or over the phone.
It's the main reason I never ordered Chinese. They've got a system where it's almost flawless, where you just shout numbers at them. Yeah. But even that has its limits.
Mm. Can you think of anything, Chloe?
Think of one thing. But I do it sometimes, but it's more or my sister. And she'll be in the next room. Mm. And rather than coming in and ask me a question so I can give her all the information of what happened, she'll text me. Then I'll text a part of it back. And she'll be like, oh, what about this? And I'll text another bit back. And it takes so much more time than if she were just to walk in my room and ask me.
There was another one when you were looking for this picture. There was a picture of you on Facebook, supposedly, you and Emily. And you wanted to find it. I was like, just ask Emily. And you're like, no, I'm going to find this. And you spent so long searching for it.
Have it anyway.
Yeah, I know, but she could have told you where to find it.
No. It was one of these ones that, you know, when you go out and then the photographer takes pictures of you at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still can't find it. Mm. And she doesn't know where it is. She forgot it even got taken, so.
So basically what we're saying is we'd like to avoid
human
interaction as much as possible.
It's very specific human interactions though, isn't it?
Well, it's like me and Emily will just message each other. We're literally sat facing the same wall, you know, other sides of the wall. Mm. And she'll sit and message me and ask me something, and I'll message her back rather than, you know, sometimes I yell, but you never know.
I know. I mean, a lot of people hate phone calls, but I much prefer phone calls than text. It takes like half an hour to get across the information in the text. Like, you know, going back and forth, but within like 2 minutes of calling.
Say there's a world with no text, you really want to have to call all these people who you have to talk to by text. So I know there's a lot of people who text you or who'd message you via Facebook, that sort of thing. You really want to sit there and talk to them all night, you know, calling them.
If I need to talk to them, I'd prefer to do awful. It by like ringing them. That's why I call Paddy all the time, and he never bloody answers.
I'm either busy or it's past like 11, which is considered impolite you should only call if it's very important.
To be fair, last time he called you, it was past 11. You answered instantly.
Mm. Yeah, it was like 1 a.m. or something.
I thought it was an emergency. Who else would? Why else would you call at 1:30?
I can't remember.
You called me to
nag me to wanted him to get it for us.
You called me to nag me to answer Chloe's text. I was in the middle of something.
Yeah, Paddy, why didn't you text me back?
Mm.
I did the next morning.
Yeah, there we go. I waited for Ben to text me back for ages today. Mm. Ben's usually really quick. I was quite disappointed.
I got really
One
distracted.
And a half hours, Ben.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever texted
got was
Ben
a,
ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's the most annoying thing. So it's not like you take time to actually write something out. You're always yes or yeah or can't do that or no. All I needed was a yeah. What did it take you like 2 seconds?
You texted. Yeah, I had to find out. I had to find out if I could do that time or not.
Did you? Took you 1.5 hours to find it out.
Yeah,
I really.
I had to know how I would feel in 4 hours, and I couldn't do that till 1.5 hours later.
I'm trying to think of other times when I've gone excessively out of my way just to avoid. I've done things like crossing the road so I don't have to see someone, or going into a shop to avoid someone.
I really dislike seeing someone I know out and about. If I see them from a distance and they see you, I don't. When do you acknowledge them? Is it when you're within talking distance? Do you clock each other, immediately look away, wait until you're very near each other, and then say hello? What do you do?
I think you just smile.
All you do.
You smile the whole way.
No, you just smile, and then you just.
I've got the eyes of a hawk. That's 10 minutes.
And then you walk the other way.
You get your phone out and just pretend to text. And as you walk past, you go, give them a little faint surprise.
A nod and a noise.
Yeah, and you go, and then carry on walking.
Never stop, though. Then you have to talk.
There's also, if you see someone or hear someone outside, you just stay inside until they've gone away.
Right, here's a story. When I was living in Bournemouth, and my landlady was a massive bitch, really like real horrible piece of work. And she used to come over way too much, probably more than was legal.
I remember tales of her. Was she pregnant? Always
yeah, pregnant.
Like and Sarah Beeny.
She was pregnant, but she drank as well. Because I'd find her just sat like outside in the garden drinking with Jordan. He was a terrible influence. Anyway, she'd be around the house. And I knew that she'd want to talk to me about something. It was usually something like, for instance, when I had my friend Robbie over obviously you've met Robbie, Ben. He got drunk and fell down our stairs and put a head-shaped hole in the wall. And I knew that, like, this was one example.
This was plasterboard, not brickwork.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
So I knew that she would want to talk to me about it. And I think Jordan said, oh, yeah, she's coming over. So I shut the blinds, sat in my room, put headphones on. And I'd listen to see if she was still there. And she was there for ages. And I was like, I really need a shit. I was like, and I really need a piss. I was like, well, I've nothing I can do about the shit. I'm just going to have to sit this one out. I had to like piss I had to piss in a bottle just so that I didn't have to leave the room. Yeah, so. And thankfully she left before I had to take drastic measures about the other situation. But.
Were you considering a method whereby you could cut the lid off the bottle?
I was just floating in piss.
Different bottle. Different bottle.
I was looking at the bin a little bit like, I might have to resort to this.
No. I'd lose the bin, but I'd win the war.
But on that sort of note, like, if you'd done something then where it would have been, you know, something that's easier to do in a worse situation rather than taking the time to go out and do something better. You know what I mean?
Well, take the easy route out.
Yeah, take the easy route out, yeah.
Well, according to you, every bit of food I cook is taken the easy way.
It really is. You just can't just wait another 5 minutes and it'll be perfect. And when you do sandwiches, you spread to the corners of the bread. And
well, yeah.
Well, you've got to spread to the corners.
You'll get two bits of bread. You'll get one sausage. Won't even cut it in half. Put it in the middle of the bread.
You're nuts. You're absolutely
what madness is this?
It's madness.
But start, if you're going to do that, like use one slice of bread and roll it around it.
No, you don't.
I do.
It's horrible.
You're doing it all wrong.
He is. That's what I'm saying. Food police. Here for your protection.
Damn it, you've got me into food police.
Oh, dear.
Welcome aboard.
Officer Ben, I like it.
Cool.
All right, it looks like all topics have wound down. If you want to write to us and tell us your experiences of flight or ice, or when you've taken the hard but less annoying route out, what do you think of Power Rangers? And I've forgotten Danny's topic.
Favourite actors actresses.
Who's your favourite and worst actors and or actresses? Mm.
Or if you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss for you. I don't know why.
Taking the lazy way out, yeah.
Go ahead and write to us.
At
P.O. Box, we don't care.
I really can't remember. I feel like it was...
You can write to my email address, danny@pixelspank.co.uk.
Or you can just tweet at us.
Yeah.
People just tweet. But they, you know, they could.
Cool. Well,
right. Well, I'm Ben North.
Are we doing Twitter things or not?
Yeah.
I'm Chloe. I'm at CIJSport21.
I am at Danny Spiteri, DANNYSPITERI.
And I am at PatrickGraham12.
And I'm at Ben North42. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.